is coming. Don't you worry your pretty face. Raindrops are dripping from your nose down to your laces. There's mud on your shoes. You're smiling when you cry. A crack in your blues. You're a rainbow on the rise. So baby, dry your eyes. Sympathize, a rainbow in the sky, 'cause you're smiling while you cry, 'cause you're a rainbow in disguise. Just you wait a minute. Things will always change with the best intentions in it. Don't you even know? Your smile puts off a glow, a rainbow in the sky. 'Cause you're smiling while you cry. 'Cause you're a rainbow in disguise. You're a rainbow in disguise.
Oh, that was quite nice. Thank you. And that's the Three Tinkers here today in the studio, an all-original band from the North Fork area. The Three Tinkers features Daniel B. on fretless bass, David Alderdice on drums and percussion, Tony Peters on guitar and horns, Cooper on keys, vocals, accordion, and harmonica, and Randall Utterback on mandolin, guitar, and fiddle. And they're going to be playing a show this Saturday, December 10th at 7 p.m. at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts in Paonia. They're going to be opening up for Moores and McCumber. And wow, I've been hearing about you guys, but I've never heard you play. Wow. You're quite good. Well, I'm not surprised, actually, because you pretty much have, like, the North Fork All-Stars all in one band, so you kind of can't go wrong. So you're opening up for Moores and McCumber, and they seem to have quite a few friends and fans out here, great Americana duo. They've come and played at KVNF before, and they're talented lyricists as well.
They really are, and I've seen them headline major folk festivals across the country in Florida, Moab. I actually played with them in Florida. Oh, this was a few years ago when I was getting to know them. Moores and McCumber are going to play the first set, and then we're going to play the second set, and then a combination of the Tinkers and Moores and McCumber are going to play the third set.
Oh, cool. Great. So tell me how this band formed.
was sitting at the coffee shop in Hotchkiss, and Daniel drove up, and I'd heard him play with another band and asked him if he was interested. And I played this Rainbow song we just played on the accordion, and I'd known Dave and heard Dave, and so got together, and these guys are so incredible. I love working with them. I love them as human beings. Great to be around. And I didn't know Tony. Then they brought Tony in, and he's awesome. He's incredible. And then Randy has introduced me to musicians all in the North Fork and the Roaring Fork and stuff. So I knew Randy and brought him to do his little magic here and there and stuff. And it's just the most incredible band I've ever worked with.
I know, and you play a really unique mix of music. In your band description, it says that some of the music you play has a sleazy, a sleazy jazz New Orleans flavor to it. And I like any band that includes, you know, sleazy in its description. How did you sort of come up with your mix? Because there's also bossa nova and country shuffle blues and...
I have a pretty diverse musical background and have played in a lot of different kinds of bands, but I think I'm from the East Coast, and right outside of there, some of my...
There's some sleazy people. No, no, really. What were you going to say?
Just some of the early influences, some of those East Coast influences. And then I came out here and got into country out here and sit in with bluegrass, and I'm more of a street musician than a scholar musician. I do have studied music and know a lot of theory, but I just hang out in the street and play.
Yeah, that's where you hear some of the best stuff. How come there's so many amazing people who are literally playing for quarters, do you think?
I don't know. When I figure that out, I'll let you know.
I've been trying to figure that out for quite some time.
Yeah, I think, and it's interesting because these same words came out of my mouth that came out of Court McCumber's mouth. It's like music, I can't not do it. Mm. I've tried to quit and do other things, and it just comes back. It's a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song that I'm not going to play today that was just a real personal, real hard to write.
Uh-huh.
And in a nutshell, I sat around a group of songwriters and they said, you can't play that in public. And then my friend Justin Thompson said, you have to play that in public.
Mm.
It's like, well, I get a headache every time I play that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's right. And it's a release of emotion. It paints a picture. And it's a release of emotion. And how do you describe an emotion with vibrations and sound that also are describing the same emotion that are in the words? So I think some of the art is putting the words and the music together that express similar emotions and painting a picture with it. And it's like a safe way to go through stuff and experience stuff.
Your band, I think you include some commentary on the state of the world in some way. Why do you do that? Why do you think that's important in your music? And what do you enjoy about it in other people's music?
Anything that is emotionally moving to me, whether it be good emotions, happy emotions, or sad, concerned emotions or something, if it gets enough, I usually write a song.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the songs are layered. There's usually many different meanings going on, a story within a story, and a lot of them are pretty ambiguous. I'm not taking you to a point and saying this is where it is. It's kind of like a opening, and whether that be about things in the world or personal stuff, you know, it's a great vehicle in a nice way to mm-hmm. open that up.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys remember some of the first music you heard that had an impact on you, that had some social commentary in it or some kind of political message that you were like, oh, thank you for putting that into a song?
My first recollection of sort of a deeper consciousness connection with music was with Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. Something about that, I was just at an impressionable age. It ran really deep and made me start thinking about some of the deeper levels of what's going on in our society and what's not right about it.
This is Daniel. Early on with music, I kind of avoided things that were a little too social or political. But when I first moved to Paonia, back in around 2000, Michael Franti and Spearhead's album Stay Human had a huge effect on me, and just seeing how that could be done. Dark Side of the Moon is a great example of people doing it metaphorically, so you can kind of get multiple things out of the music. So,
There is a lady I saw once at a festival, Jules Graves, and she just rocked my world from her performance there. I mean, I'd come across other socially driven music, but just the passion of a solo female playing a djembe drum and just singing her heart out with what she felt. Like, it changes people, you know, just to hear somebody come from the heart 100%, you know. So anything that anyone is passionate about, they put it into their music, whether it's instrumental music or folk music or vocal music or whatever. And just the way that she did it struck a chord with me that I'm remembering right now.
I hate to use that word political. I'm apolitical, let me say. I think for myself, I'm not in any particular politics. And the next song, Laissez les Mirages, it was written during the Paris climate talks. And at that time, there were outbreaks of terrorism going on. And it was a distraction. Well, do we want to go after the terrorism, or do we want to go after the climate change? And that's a tough choice.
Right.
But so that inspired this and a little study of Middle Eastern history way back when, and things going on in Morocco, things going on in Paris. But this song is really interesting too, because it's the song within a song. I was helping Roger with kind of a Middle Eastern chant figure out the chords, and I was helping Miriam with kind of a Leonard Cohen bossa nova, and I just had the light bulbs came on, and it's like I put them together. It's like, my God, this is the most beautiful music scale I've ever heard, and I invented it. And then,
cool, I can't wait to hear
it. And then Tony says, no, Greg, it's a harmonic minor.
You didn't invent it?
I guess not.
Shoot.
Well, so that's what this next song, I'll just let you listen to the words and let it take you wherever and paint the picture for you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Desert wind and a human life doesn't mean much when water's the most precious thing. Ripples in the sand, ripples in the air, doesn't really matter what you see, 'cause there's really nothing there. Elle est sous le monde. Voulez voir. Elle n'est pas
Israel, là c'est le mirage. Sent you his rule, 100 weeping kings, 1,000 more are fools. Demole, déjà vu, a student of the past may see the future too. Across the world, where oceans rise, cities barricade and abandon, the shoreline's compromise. I drink of you, I hear you sing, and a human life doesn't mean much when water's the most precious thing. Elle est sous le monde. Vous voulez voir. Elle n'est pas réelle. Là, c'est le mirage.
That's a very nice song. And I'm here with the Three Tinkers. We have Daniel B., David Alderdice, Tony Peters, Randy Utterback, and Cooper there on keys and vocals for that one. And you wrote the lyrics also for that, yeah? Mm-hmm. So why are you called the Three Tinkers?
We're all pretty immature in there and tinker. But I was... something about free thinking, and then David comes up, instead of free thinkers, the Three Tinkers.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is. It's like nonsensical. Sounds good. We tink around changing music and doing different styles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I was kind of curious what your rehearsal process was, because I feel like everybody in this room who's, you know, who I've seen you all play with different bands and stuff, like you guys just kind of, I think that you could probably sit down with anyone and pick up what you, whatever, how to fit in there really quickly and probably not have to rehearse that much. Am I wrong?
Yeah, these guys can make anybody sound great.
Yeah, so, that's what I've noticed.
But generally, I'll bring in the song, the material, and a chord chart and the lyrics and give it to everybody so they can have it in front of them, and then show them the kind of style I want. And we'll work on style, and there's certain nuances. And I'll set the emotional tone, paint the picture, and then once these guys kind of have that, then they use their own creativity.
So Greg has written all of these songs and has been playing them and performing them for a long time. So he has a really developed sense of what they're supposed to sound like. And he hears the other instruments too. And he has an interesting vocabulary in describing what he wants. So it's not always the first time the way, you know, you might think you're doing it right or doing it well. And he says, that's not quite what I'm hearing. So there's been a lot of give and take and trial and error, and to, you know, just between him trying to describe what he's hearing and us trying to interpret that as to what it's going to sound like on the instrument, there's been a lot of interesting interplay in that realm, you know, throughout. So it's not just, you know, him describing it, we sit down and just do it, you know. Uh-huh. I wish it were that easy.
Well, I can tell that Cooper is like creative. You're very creative.
I like to call it the Da Vinci syndrome. The artist, a little scientific, and it's confusing sometimes.
It's kind of cool. People like that help me think differently. And I think music does that too. Music takes you out of your sort of linear thinking that we're in our day-to-day sort of activity, and just turns it upside down if it's done right, I think. So this comment about your music sort of has to do with that. It's from someone who said that they went to see you play and they didn't know whether to dance or listen. And that was funny to me because I think I can dance and listen. But, you know, there are some bands where you're sort of caught off guard. You're like, you almost feel like you need to concentrate and pay attention.
Well, I think the words, you could get heavy into heavy thought on the words or not, you know, and it's that kind of stuff, is listen to the words or not. But it's, I think, painting a beautiful picture, and then you can get into the intrinsics later. So do you want to dance to it, or do you want to listen to it and go deeper?
Mm-hmm.
The choice is yours.
Mm-hmm. So what are you guys listening to right now? I feel like music's become really important to me lately. I go through periods where I almost need it to keep me sane. So what are you tuning into these days?
Hi, it's Randall. I've been listening a lot to acoustic music, a lot of Daryl Scott, and sometimes I get a record and I'll play it till I wear it out and then just see what else comes along. But that's what I've been into lately.
I've been real into this guy, Goran Bregovic. He's a composer, really prolific composer. He does a lot of movie scoring, a lot of Balkan brass band scenario stuff that he does. He's got a band called Goran Bregovic and the Wedding and Funeral Orchestra. And it's the band that I am listening to these days. I've been also listening to a bunch of French accordion music, a bunch of South African jazz. And then lately I've been getting back into some 90s music, like both hip-hop and grunge. I've just been kind of digging some of the stuff that kind of went through a little bit in my youth. And being a musician and a tributary for other people's projects, I'm listening to a lot of music that I'm learning up for the next concerts coming up and stuff like that.
Wow.
So it's always changing as well.
David Alderdice's music selections. That's a nice mix.
I'm not surprised David is doing so much active listening. This is Daniel. I haven't been actively researching music for some time now. I actually rely on KVNF a lot to expose me to new things, partly because I only have a radio in my car. You know, it's a big turn from other times in my life. So, yeah, I kind of just listen to a lot of different styles, but not a lot of specific artists lately.
This is Tony. I've been learning the saxophones lately. And so I've been sort of tuning into the jazz saxophone players, Joshua Redman, Harry Allen, Sonny Rollins, Coltrane, those guys. So that, and yeah, notice I do spend a fair amount of time on KVNF these days, just letting that wash through me and see what sticks. And you know, there's just such a diverse group of DJs here. It's always great to, because you always know you're going to get some exposure to something that you've never heard before and never would have thought of listening to.
It's true, and it's all genres of music too, which is what I think is pretty great about it.
For me, Cooper, a huge influence is John Magney of the Subdudes. He plays all the same instruments, and I know him from 30 years ago in a great band I played with while the Subdudes were coming up, and did some studio work, and I've gotten together with him, and his advice on the accordion is, don't pay any attention to what anybody else does, do what you like, and that's your lesson. I said, wait a minute, show me some stuff. I've taken that into all this music, and everything that man touches is beautiful, whatever he does. And so that's been a huge influence in the way I go about things, instead of what am I supposed to do to think it's going to be commercial or so I can make more than a quarter. And I'm not worried about that yet.
Good. And I'm here with the Three Tinkers, and I think we're going to hear one more song.
Okay, this next one, I'll introduce it, the Four Horsemen. We've read a little bit about them. I was having a tough time in a tour from Austin to Nashville to Asheville, and so this came out of it. So I got a good song out of the deal.
Nice.
Tasted the waters of Texas, slept in the sweet grass of Tennessee, I've been in the loving arms of Asheville, before they can catch up to me. The four horsemen they ride, bewildered despair side by side, standing at that door of an old friend of mine, saying, now, don't let me inside this time. So be afraid of the beer and the whiskey, afraid of her beckoning call. The only way that I can stop drinking, and just to have none at all. And the fool horsemen they ride, fear and terror side by side, standing at that door of an old friend of mine, saying, now, don't let me inside this time. Thank you. not saying you're a bad man. Lord knows I ain't no saint. But if you keep on talking badly now, I can show no restraint. And four horsemen they ride, bewildered, despair side by side. Standing at that door of an old friend of mine, say now, don't let me inside this time. So be afraid of the beer and the whiskey, afraid of her beckoning call. The only way that I can stop drinking, and just to have no at all. And four horsemen they ride.
You've been listening to The Three Tinkers on Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. You can catch this band on Saturday, December 10th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. They'll be playing with the Americana duo, Moores and McCumber. Thanks for tuning in.